Blog Talk Hello. Radio.
Hello, my people. Welcome to Let's Talk About Family. I am your host, Dr. Amara Ann Onujiogu, also known as Dr. Mother-in-law. Today, we will go right into the topic, Our Cultures Revisited. Our Cultures Revisited. This is a topic I'm very passionate about, and I want to dwell on it until we have it resolved. I've been looking for opportunity to have a forum to discuss our cultures, but for the meantime, let's keep talking about it. What is culture? Which culture are we talking about? And why do we drag family into culture? The answers to these questions will be forthcoming if you just listen and go along with me. Let me define culture to you. Culture is the beliefs, customs, and acts of a particular group of people, society, place, or time. It's also a way of thinking and behaving or doing things that works for a particular organization. Culture can also be defined as a sum of attitudes, customs, and beliefs that distinguishes one group from another. Culture can be transmitted by language, through language, through material objects, through rituals, dressing, food, and the list goes on from one generation to the next. It is also the art and other manifestations of human intellectual achievement regarded collectively, and also an idea, custom, and social behavior. These are a few definitions of culture. But what is the meaning of culture? The meaning of culture. Let me quote one Joshua Rodman. This is what he said. In fact, confusion about culture has become the culture of this generation. He went on to say that in 2017, the word that was searched most in Google is culture. In other words, that people are very eager to know the meaning of culture and what it means to them. And there's confusion about culture. Because of this confusion, people now take culture into their hands and explain it, transmit it, or translate it as it fits them. So there is confusion about culture. Let me now just talk to you a little bit about what culture means to me. Sometimes it seems to me like culture is opposing to civilization. Because most of the time we talk about culture, the things we talk about, sometimes, not all of them, sometimes they drag us back. They drag us back and they seem to be taking us back to generations that lived before us. And we call it culture. We can change that. According to some critic called Raymond Williams, he has three different meanings for culture. He's a critic. So he has three different meanings of culture. He says that these three different meanings are conflicting. The first one, he said, when culture is used in a process of individual enrichment, like when we say that somebody is cultured, that is well-behaved, is groomed. That's one meaning of culture. Another one he says is when, as in a group, a particular way of behavior, like French culture or the culture of the company, it may be a special company's culture. That's a different one. And the third one is as an activity. Culture can be an activity, as in multicultural shows, concerts, displays, and books. What's shown in the museum, that is culture too. And William says that each use of culture is different and must not be confused. So when we talk about culture, there's so many things coming to mind. But for the purpose of show, we're going to take culture as the term culture as one that makes us be better people. Make us become better people. That's what, to me, that's what good culture is. William believes that culture seems to be opposing to civilization. What is civilization? Civilization is the homogenizing system of efficient, rational rules designed to encourage discipline and progress. That's what civilization is. What about culture? A culture is, he sees it as an unpredictable expression of human behavior, of human potential, for its own sake. In other words, culture does not excuse anything. It doesn't give you reason, because it's established, it's culture. So to me, sometimes culture and civilization go hand in hand. They work against each other, or they work together. Let me tell you when how culture can work together with civilization. In the modern times, many things have come into our lives, into our thinking, into our practice. And many of those things that civilization has brought, some of them seem to work against culture. They are foreign to culture. And so culture fights it. Culture does not accept it. And if you embrace the civilization, you are out of culture. So in that case, culture and civilization do not work together. They work against each other. So it is up to us to know what to do with them, know how to use two of them. Now, just also find another example of when culture works together. If a culture, discipline, if a culture instills discipline into us, gives us a way of behavior, a way of dressing, a way of portraying an integrity, and we embed it into civilization, into our modern life, into our modern way. With the modern technology, we can magnify cultural colors, outfits, behavior, dance, and then the culture helps us. The culture and civilization embrace and then help one another, and that's a good culture. So to keep on the positive side, we're going to keep our thoughts in culture that help us to be better people, that help us to improve our lives, culture that is humane, humane culture. Humane culture means culture that is sensitive to human beings, human feelings, and do things to improve it. That's why we're going to keep talking about culture. The culture that demean us and are very inhuman and selfish and insensitive without reason, that has no explanation, those are called negative culture. So for this program, it's going to be a long one because we have many things to talk about culture. In this view of the culture, we will see how it is helping our families to grow and embrace better life. If culture does not help us to grow and become better and live better life, then it's no culture. It's not good. So for the purpose of this program, I'm going to imagine that we have three big baskets. The first basket, we're going to call it treasure, cultural treasure basket. We put into this basket the aspects of our culture that help us grow, that help us be better people, that help us help other people, that help us progress, that help our families to be stable, sane, safe, and successful. The cultures that do that will be encouraged. And that's what I put in the first basket of treasure box. In the second basket, I'm going to call it trash basket. In this trash basket, I'm going to put into it any aspect of our cultures that demean people, dehumanize people, that show insensitivity, that is unfair to human life, especially to women. Cultures that demean women, that discriminate against women, and make them feel that they are no human beings. Then those are going to go into the second basket we call trash. And the third basket we're going to call transitional basket. In this basket, what are we going to do? We're going to look at those aspects of culture that are in between. I mean, some of it is good, some are bad. We're going to now put them in that basket so that we can transform them. So, in summary, we are going to have three baskets that you're going to be looking at. You will help me. Very soon, I'm going to ask you to send me information about the cultures that you think are that go in the first basket, treasure. Which cultures are we going to treasure? Which cultures are we going to trash? And which cultures are we going to transform? These are the three important aspects we are going to look at. By the time we finish filling these three baskets, it will be clear to us that some cultures are really hurtful, and we're going to get rid of them and trash them. And once we trash those cultures, I think they're better. And we're going to say even the first basket of treasure, we have many things to treasure, many things that forefathers gave us, many things they created that help us have discipline and have growth and have understanding, have wisdom of God. Most of our forefathers were very wise. They had the wisdom of God. Many of them didn't believe in our own Christian God, but they believed in God. They had fear of, for they have fear. They were very honest. They never told lies. They had high integrity. And this is what I call all that culture that gives us high integrity. In Igbo land, they have what we call red cap chiefs. Any guy, any man that has red cap on his head, that is a chief, has integrity. You say the truth. It doesn't matter. That's what our forefathers did in those days, and that is the culture I want to treasure. This is the culture I want to treasure. So that will be put in the first basket, the treasure box. What about the cultures that demean women? Cultures that kill twins. Cultures that allow people to allow a man to have 100 wives and maltreat some of them. culture that says that if a woman doesn't have a male child, he doesn't inherit anything. Those are the cultures that will be put in the second basket and be trashed. And we'll be talking more about this, because as long as we hold on to, cling on to these outdated cultures that the mean people and prevent us from progressing, we are not moving anywhere. So if we don't differentiate this culture, these aspects of cultures that are good for human beings and the ones that are inhuman, once you separate them, and how do we know? I talked to a gentleman last week, and I was telling him that we really have to adjust some of this culture. And he said to me, no, don't insult our forefathers. Don't insult our forefathers. They know what they were doing. I said, wow, really? If they know what they were doing, they were killing twins. Now we don't kill the twins again. So why did we stop killing twins? And so many, many, many other horrible concepts and beliefs they have. Our forefathers had those concepts. That was what they were raised with. The society demanded that. They didn't know many things. There was no science. The science was very crude. So they had to deal with what they have. What about them? Bright price is another big issue. I will give time to talk about. Why can somebody be sold? How much money does a female child worth that is worth giving that child away because in marriage, and condemn the child and get the child stuck in that marriage so that becomes like a property, like owned by people, by the husband and the family. I have a publication I saw recently, not a publication, it's in the Facebook, a discussion that was going on about how a guy and a wife were separating. The wife wanted divorce because she couldn't stand any more of the maltreatment, and the man refused to accept back the bride price he paid on her head. As long as that bride price is not accepted by the man, that wife still belongs to him. Even if she wants to remarry, as she gets remarried and have children, those children belong to the man because the bride price was not accepted. This is a kind of culture that I'm telling you that should go in the second trash, in the trash box. So why will this poor woman be stuck with a situation because the money that was paid in his head is not accepted back? Why do you give a man such a power to control another human being's life? It's because of money paid. Oh, my dear people, all I'm saying is, if we are human beings, if we have conscience, we have integrity, and we have discipline, we will know things that are not right and things that are right. We will know that certain behaviors do not make sense, even though our forefathers established them in their own time. They are outdated. Their time is gone. They do not work anymore. So it is important not to cling to those values, customs, cultures, and we say because our forefathers established them. There are many things they established that are no longer in vogue. We let them go. But so why do we allow some of those things that you think will favor you? And to keep them cultural. So what I'm saying is, we do not want to let our ego play and say that it's culture. Some of us, we have very big and big but fragile egos. And any part of, any aspect of culture that protects this ego is protected. This is what the problem is, as I said. Any cultural aspect that protects some people's ego and their fragile value, oh, that's culture. They hold on to it. And as long as we keep holding on to those things, we will not move ahead. will not move forward. So my good people that are listening to me, all I'm saying is I am a lover of culture, I'm a lover of family, I'm a lover of integrity and respect. I was raised to respect older people, especially men. And for me to respect them, I will be able to, I have to know right from wrong. I have to know when they deserve my respect and when they don't. In other words, why I'm talking about culture is, if I can analyze the culture and separate them in different groups, then I know those that will obey and adopt. And the men that are involved in this positive culture will get my respect. But those cultures that are really harmful and hurtful, and people do not, it does not, those that do not resonate with humanity, inhuman culture should be taken away, should be crushed, should be trashed and gone with. I'm saying this because I know that most of our younger children, our younger generation, they are frowning at some of the aspects of cultures we portray in any society. Not only, but let me just use this few minutes to talk about African society. Africa is such a rich country of benefits, culture and otherwise. But as long as African countries do not separate hurtful cultures from good ones, we are not going to get away from our poverty. If a man can marry 10 wives and have 50 children, and he does not even have the means of taking care of them, and those poor children are born into poverty and they suffer just because a man is following the culture of his forefathers. And this continues from generation to generation. And there's no way a society that does this can progress. We will remain developing for generations. And all the insults we are receiving from Western leaders are because of this kind of thing. We have to get together. We have to differentiate good from bad, right from wrong, what is possible and what is not possible, what is useful and what is outdated. Once we do that, and then we'll be able to know how to move ahead, move on, and be able to rearrange our society and include our children and grandchildren so that they understand why we do what we do. There are things about our culture we cannot explain to our children. We cannot answer the question. All we say is, oh, our forefather, that's culture. Don't ask me, that's culture. And this is what I'm talking about. We cannot keep putting things under the table without explaining them. And those that have no good explanation, we change them. We change them. Once we change them and replace them with good ones, believe me, the society will be wonderful. It will be progress. And the God we serve, our Creator, did not ask us to demean anybody, man, woman, or child. People are equal before God. So any culture that does not respect this fact that people are equal will have a problem. So as we go on in this topic, as I'm defining culture now, I am going to be separating them, good from bad ones, and those in between. As long as we can analyze this and come up with a very good formula to know which is right and wrong, like a litmus paper, litmus test. We test this, does this pass? Yeah, it is. It doesn't matter who brought the culture. It doesn't matter that our forefathers valued it. Wherever they are now, they'll be happy to see us happy. Our forefathers will not want us to be stuck with their culture, even if it's hurting us. They want us to be happy. In the next generation, I want my family to be happy. If there's something I did wrong, I want them to correct it. I will not frown at it. So nobody should say that if we change our cultural aspects, we are dishonoring our forefathers. It's not true. We are honoring them. We are moving on with what they have. With adjustment, we move on. So I am saying that we have to sit up, we have to put up our thinking caps. We have to put on our CID, conscience, integrity, and then discipline, and be able to reason out which is good and which is bad culture. We will be talking about this again. We'll continue with this topic, Culture Revisited. Please, get back to me with your ideas. After next show, we're going to ask people to now give us name culture, aspects of culture that we have to get rid of, and those we have to treasure, and those in between. So we have three baskets we're going to be filling up with aspects of culture. I want you to think about the ones that go into which basket. Please send me, go to my website, drmodernlove.com, and give me information, give me ideas of the cultures you want to be treasured, those you want to be trashed, and those you want to be transformed. This is the goal of this show, to make sure that when we treasure the good ones and trash the bad ones and transform those in between, our families will flourish. Our family will be safe. Our family will be sane. Our family will be stable. And their family will be progressive, successful. Remember I said SSS, successful, sane, stable, and safe. That's what we are talking about. We are going to continue with this Culture Revisited in 2 weeks' time. Please join me again. And I need some feedback from you so that we can continue to make the family better, stronger, safer, and successful. Thank you for listening. Join me again in 2 weeks' time as we go on revisiting our culture, re-evaluating our culture, and differentiating good, bad, and those in between. Thank you very much. Listen again in 2 weeks' time. I will keep unveiling the cultural aspects of our lives and our family, how they affect us in families, and what people are saying about it. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Have a nice weekend. Bye-bye. This is Dr. Mother Love and on the joke. Bye.